Europe.
Charlemagne. Coming for EU. Europeans are facing the prospect of Donald Trump like a deer caught in headlights.
Europeans never really took to George W. Bush, whose conservative views, folksy Texan shtick and penchant for ill-advised wars, most of them found unappealing. They somewhat warmed to him in January 2017, when, 8 years after leaving office, a stray microphone relayed his unfiltered insights into the inauguration speech of a presidential successor. That was some weird shit, is roughly how Europeans came to remember not just the rambling address by Donald Trump that January day, huge crowd, but the 4 years of bluster and contradiction that ensued. When the mogul-turned-president failed to get re-elected in 2020, relief among Europeans at having survived Trumpism in one piece was palpable. Come 2024, the fear they may yet endure another bout of it is even more so. Vague and belated attempts at Trump-proofing Europe have fallen short, as they were bound to. Like a deer caught in a lorry's headlights, European leaders are left hoping the MAGA juggernaut coming their way swerves, lest they become geopolitical roadkill. A Trump victory is no sure thing. Polls suggest that the vote on November 5th is a coin toss. Whatever its outcome, the election will matter first and foremost to Americans. But Europeans may feel they come a close second. Through NATO, America is the guarantor of the continent's security. America and Europe share the world's largest trade relationship, with over $1 trillion worth of goods and services zipping between them every year. Together they make up the bulk of the West, a fuzzy notion of global norms of which the European Union is the epitome. To have in the White House an isolationist president who exudes protectionism and thinks of security alliances as protection rackets is never ideal. To have one in office while Ukraine is still at war, the European economy is fragile and its leaders are embroiled in domestic politicking, makes it all the more unwelcome. Would a second dose of Mr. Trump really be that bad? A contrarian take, sometimes heard in EU circles, is that his first bout in office jolted Europe to a better place. On the economic front, the selective tariffs Mr. Trump imposed on imports were an irritant, but by running the American economy hot, he helped European firms sell even more stuff across the Atlantic. Vague threats that America would withdraw from NATO, France's president Emmanuel Macron went so far as to declare it brain dead, resulted in a much-needed rise in defence spending, which turned out to be useful in view of later events. Mr. Trump's repeated warnings that Germany was dangerously dependent on Russian gas for its energy and on cozying up to China for its prosperity were studiously ignored in Berlin, yet are now conventional wisdom. Perhaps, some hope, a fresh dose of Trump would also nudge Europe to an even better place. Not likely. The first concern is Ukraine. Unlike 8 years ago, America is not merely upholding historical security commitments, it's actively helping Ukraine in a war many Europeans view as a precursor to further Russian expansionism. Yet Mr. Trump promises to end the war within 24 hours, presumably on terms that would favour the Kremlin. Would he accept extending NATO membership to Ukraine as part of a putative peace agreement, which many think will be necessary? Would such a guarantee mean anything, given Mr. Trump's habit of denouncing the alliance as a bad deal for America? In Mr. Trump's first term, he relied on a cabal of experienced advisers who tempered his wilder ideas. Not so this time round. The second stumbling block is the economic relationship. Europe has a large trade surplus with America, known in Trump speak as stealing our jobs. The roaring American economy has hoovered up even more European-made stuff, not least as tepid growth depressed European consumption. That accentuates the downside if Mr. Trump constrains imports. He has said he wants across-the-board tariffs of up to 20%. Trade frictions, notably with China, which were sparked by Mr. Trump and then fanned by his successor Joe Biden, have put Europe in an even worse spot. As Chinese exports to America have been throttled, some have found their way to the still-open EU instead. A trade war on that front is now brewing. On October 4th, the EU ratified tariffs of up to 45% on Chinese electric vehicles. Should Mr. Trump win, expect much more of the same. Maganomics in America could lop 1% off Europe's GDP, according to Goldman Sachs, a bank. Could Europe have done anything differently? Under the banner of strategic autonomy, Mr. Macron has pushed for Europe to become less reliant on outsiders, whether economically or militarily. But plenty of fellow EU leaders, who will be meeting in Brussels from October 17th, are sceptical of his agenda, which they see as serving French interests, for example by replacing American-made weapons with French kit. To Central Europeans, even a temporarily unreliable America is still a better security bet than a permanently unreliable old Europe led by France and Germany. A final dollop of dread hangs over Europe, should Mr. Trump win, that it will end up being divided. Viktor Orban, Hungary's autocratic prime minister, has announced he will pop the champagne if his old chum Mr. Trump returns. Whatever unity Europe mustered in dealing with Mr. Trump from 2017 was thanks notably to the leadership of Angela Merkel, the seasoned German chancellor. She is gone now. Her successor, Olaf Scholz, commands no such respect and will in all likelihood be gone in a year or so. Mr. Macron has lost authority after being forced to share power at home. EU institutions are still in transition mode following elections in June and will be until at least December. Even if Mr. Trump fancied calling Europe to hurl abuse, it's not clear who'd be on hand to pick up the phone.